We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar Zechira, Perek Tes. We are at the paragraph in this edition where it says, V'gam hu nase achakach me'akovala klipa tmeya. It's a few pages in the Perek Tes. And the discussion that the Chavetz Chaim is telling us here in Perek Tes is about the Roya, the tremendously powerful punishments that await a person in the future. What we're about to see here today, very powerful words, cannot claim to understand them even on their basic level. We're going to read the words, try to translate the words, maybe explain a little. But even if we don't understand the concept fully, we'll definitely understand the severity of one who speaks Lashon Hara and how the punishment is so great. The person who speaks Lashon Hara, he becomes this Merkava, this chariot, L'klipa Tmeya, for this Klipa, this shell of Tumah, which is called Lashon Hara, as the Sefer Charedim elaborates on this topic in Chelek Gimel Perek Dalet. V'da'oid, the cause for Mekubalim, the Mekubalim write, who be Sefer Charedim, beperek Zayin, Shabbat Lashon Hara, Acha Misosoi, is Galgel, b'doimim, b'avni hasode. The Baal Lashon Hara, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, after he dies, he's misgalgil. He comes back. He's reincarnated. But avne hasoda, the stones lying in the field. Vayin sham remez lazeh b'posuk. Now he's going to discuss the remez for this concept of coming back in the lower form, as opposed to his choshiva form as an adam. A person who is a Baal Lashon Hara, he speaks Lashon Hara, he might come back as a dog. Come back as a dog. I don't know whether it's a poodle. I don't know if it's a German shepherd. Whatever it might be. As a dog, as a kelev, golden retriever. So too, one who is rogel to eat treif meat. He eats treif meat on a regular basis. Or a person who causes other people to eat treif meat. Isser. He says they'll come back lower in the gil, another gilgo, another form, than the human form that they were in originally. As a dog. V'zeu ramas b'teira, this is hinted to in the Torah, that a person will be punished in such a way. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, in Shmois Chabeis Perek Lamed, v'anshi kodesh tiyunli, v'basa b'asada trefa lo yisei chelu, l'kelev tashlichu no yisei. V'anshi kodesh tiyunli, and men of holy, men of a holy nation, you are to me. The boss of the meat of the treifa, you should not eat. Like to the dog, you should throw it to him. What does it say afterwards? It says in Parak Chav Gimel Pasuk Aleph, loy siso shema shav. You should not say a false report and testimony. Nimso comes out. The pasuk that discusses of throwing the food, the tray food to the dog, it says afterwards it's written between ksiv bein shnei ha'avoinos halalu, between these two punishments, bein oichel treifa. It says in between the pasuk of one eating treif, bein misaper lashon hara. and in between the one who speaks lashon hara, loymelachok, to come to teach you. Shal shnei avoynos elu. That if a person does these two avoynos, that he eats trey food, he encourages other people, he has then doing this issur of having trey food. Yisgalgel ha'odom bekelev. Person will be reincarnated as a dog. You know, now you know why you see a heksher on animal food. Okay.
He's aware of it when he
is. So it's a good question. It's a good question. And the heksher on animal food was not being serious about that. There are reasons for that. Now, the question is a very good question. Is a person aware of it? Is a person aware that, you know what, I was once a person. Now I'm a dog. Is he aware of this? So let's first see further, and I'll share with you a story also. This is what David HaMelech hints to when he says in Tehillim Chav Beis Chav Aleph, Hatzila mecherev nafshi miyad kelev yichidasi. Save my soul from the sword poised against me. That's Hatzila mecherev nafshi miyad kelev yichidasi. And save my soul, my essence, the essence of a person is his nefesh, from the hand of the dog. Miyad kelev yichidasi. Then it says in the Pasuk, in Chav Gimel, Asaper Shimcha Le'echoi. I will speak your name to my brothers. Asaper, I will speak Shimcha, your name, Le'echoi, to my brothers. Lo'imai, to come to teach us. She'eni mishtamish b'lushoyni l'saper l'shon hara. That David is saying, I don't use my speech to speak l'shon hara. Leheyonesh bagilgul hara hazeh, to be punished and to be brought back to life as a dog. Ela nimishtamish bo lehalalecho ulahazer es Yisrael shiaguru mimcho b'shiyahalalucha. David HaMelech tells us, what do I use my mouth for? I use my mouth to praise you, Hashem, to instruct others to fear you, and to praise you as well. David HaMelech is teaching us that although if anyone had that ability to speak Lashon Hara, that permission to speak Lashon Hara, the right, the need, the feeling to speak Lashon Hara, David HaMelech definitely had that feeling to speak Lashon Hara. He was a person who was ridiculed and attacked time and time again. And yet his response is a response of five svarim called Tehillim. He acknowledges Hashem Amar Kalo. Hashem is the one in regards to when Shimi ben Gero is cursing David. And David said, Hanechloi, leave him alone. Hashem Amar Kalo. Hashem is the one who said to curse. David HaMelech is telling us Hashem runs the world. It's a very, very difficult concept in life to implement on a regular basis. That's why we constantly have to re-encourage ourselves, remind ourselves. That's what we say, Shema, on a regular basis, says the Sefer Chinuch, that there is Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem is the one who's pulling the strings. We just finished the Yontif of Purim a couple days ago. And that's the message you want to take out from Purim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. So if Hashem is in charge of everything, I don't have to speak Lashon Hara. Hashem's in charge. It's not for me to. It's being taken care of already. When does a person have to stand up? The Mishnah tells us, "B'makom she'enish, hishtad lios ish." When there's no one there around, so you should be the right person. But if someone's there to do the job, what are you getting involved for? There's too many cooks in the kitchen. You have problems. So David HaMelech is saying, "I don't want to come back as a dog. Not as an insult." When you call someone a dog, which we don't do, but as a real, actual four-legged dog wagging his tail. Now the question was, Rav Gedalia asked the question: does a person know whether or not he comes back as a different being or not? Chavetz Chaim addressed this right now. V'da Shamru Hamikubalim, the Kubalim say, Sha'afapi Shemizgal Kishemizgalgabit Suras Adam, Enya Yedea Begilguli Harishain. When a person comes back as an Adam, as a person, he doesn't remember who his previous Gilgul was. Mikomoka, nonetheless, Kishemizgalgel, however, when he comes back with Suras Chaya Oyoif, in the form of a Chaya, of a beast, of an animal, or an oif, chicken, other animals, who yodeya bigilguloi harishoin, he knows he was once a person. He knows he was a person who used to go to shul, used to do mitzvahs, who made ser mitztayer, and this person is tremendously pained. Eich yorad mishemayim mitzuras odom, mitzuras behema. How he came down from shemayim, mitzuras odom, mitzuras behema. That he was once an odom, a mensch, a person, and now he's an animal. Now he's grazing the field. Now he's the source of the chalav yisrael milk. Now he's Betsy the cow, or sheep. These are very scary words. Once again, I reiterate this, and I say this again and again. It's not to scare us, to encourage us to close the sefer Chas v'Shalom. It's just this, to bring to our attention the severity and the constant reminder of what does it mean. Lashon hara is k'neged kulam. Now, Lashon Hara is the source, the ikar, and the main reason as to why we were in this galus today. And the tsaras, the main reason why the tsaras take place in this world, because of Lashon Hara. And it's to constantly remind us of, look at the punishments that come. If the punishment is so great, it's because the Aveira speaking Lashon Hara is so great. Let's see the next paragraph and then we'll take some questions. Lachain. Called Ish Yecharad via Yore Veracha Levov, Boidi Bechayim Chayusoi, Boid Harushus Biodoi, Vieda Eselikov. The Chavetz Chaim tells us everyone, every Odom, every person that he's still an Odom here should be petrified. Boidi Bechayim, while he's still here alive. Boyd harishus biyodai, v'yeda eselikov. He knows his master. He should do tshuva. He should recognize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is watching and there and listening. Oz yichapra voynoisov, v'yashuv charon apoy mimenu. The Chavetz Chaim is giving us some chizuk. The chizuk is do tshuva. We just discussed the person who speaks Lashon Hara. He chas v'shalom might come back in the form of a behema, of a chaya, of an oif, of a doimeim, of a rock, of a stone. People sometimes, they kick a stone to be the neshama that was once in the guf, and now it's in the stone. I want to just suggest a mida keneged mida. What is this mida keneged mida by a, like we learned earlier, that the Mekubalim told us, he brings the Sefer Charedim, says that Shabbal Lashon Hara Acha Misosim is Galgal B'doimeim B'Avni Asode. Why is he a doimeim in Avni Asode? It's not just by chance he's a doimeim in Avni Asode, that he's an inanimate object, a stone lying in a field. I want to suggest, because the Mida Kenegi Mida is as follows. The Evan, the stone, it's like we know in Hilchos Shabbos, Muksa, is of the highest level of Muksa. There's no purpose for a stone. On Shabbos, there's no purpose. So it doesn't do anything. Of course, so one can designate it as a doorstop and so on and so forth, a paperweight. This doimeim, this stone, was once an Adam. What did he do when he was an Adam? When he was an Adam, he used his ability of speech incorrectly. He spoke to separate people, to cause friction and tension, machlokes and strife. Hashem says, I gave you the ability to connect, to bring people closer with each other, and you use this gift of speech to separate people, to cause a piru, the distance, the separation. You're going to come back as a doimim. You won't be able to say anything now. This is your punishment. Mida keneged mida. You had that ability to speak, and you ruined it. You're going to come back with the inability to speak. He continues in this paragraph that he's telling us that a person should know do tshuva. The greatest aspect of tshuva is Talmud Torah, learn the halachas specifically pertaining to the mitzvah that he did an avera in. In this case, we're discussing to do tshuva means learn the halachas and learn the hashkafik and yonim of lashon hara. V'yashuv charein apoy mimenu, and Hashem's wrath will be removed from this person. It says nishmasai, and when he leaves, yenuach yishkoit yistayfeif b'tziloi b'gan Eden. And when he leaves, after doing tshuva, he'll leave this world at ease and tranquil, content. B'tziloi shel gan Eden, in the shadow of gan Eden. Why is this? Ki chanun v'rachum hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, chanun v'racham umar b'lehetiv, and always wants to give to Klai Yisrael and give to his children umar b'lehetiv, and to give good. Makoim shebal tshuva oimdin the Chavetz Chaim is still be mechazikos. That what does it mean to be bal tshuva? Bal tshuva means a person who was involved with that chet, that avera, and he repents. And he tells us the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lama Dalam and Beis, Makom shebal tshuva oimdim, the place where bal tshuva stand, ein tzaddikim gemurim yicholim la'amid. Even the righteous of all tzaddikim are not able to stand in that place. Ad kan l'shoyin a sefer charedim kitzer. This is brought down from the sefer charedim. Just to review this last paragraph and then see a very. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see first this Haggah, and then to repeat this the Chizuk from the words of the Chavetz Chaim. I think it's appropriate. You'll see in a minute why. We know that on two times a year, we read about the Asara Harugi Malchus. The Asara Harugi Malchus were the greatest of the Tzaddikim. Wasn't just one generation, and they were coming to be punished in Mechaber for the Mechiras Yosef HaTzadik. And the Sfarim HaKdoshim, they explain that each of the different of the Shvatim came down in this Gilgul in the different Neshomas of the great Tzadikim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and we know also that Yosef HaTzadik came down, and here is brought down in the Haggah, in the Gilgal of Chutzpis and Torgamon, one of the Asar Harugi Malchus. And he brings from the Sefer HaKoneh. He says as follows, Al Yaitzi Adam Diba, a person should be careful not to speak. Urei V'Havein, what does it mean not to speak? Urei V'Havein B'ni, Manasel Tzadik, Shehichlif Tzidkosu Bechasidus, what happened to a Tzadik? That he spoke incorrectly. Hichlef, he exchanged his tzidkus b'chassidus for his incorrect piety, as we'll see. V'gora davar acher l'shoinoi. What happened was, came to a wrong conclusion. V'gora davar acher l'shoinoi. V'ro adam echad b'yotzal tabus ro. and it caused a person to make a wrong conclusion in the fundamental understanding of life. He saw something that became intrinsically bad to a person. Vinei diba ra hayrig shleisha. Lashon hara diba ra, it kills three. Ha'oimroi, v'mekabloi, v'hanemar alav. The one who says it, the one who accepts it, and the one who is spoken about. Razal amru, Chazal tell us, Yosef had tzadik haitzi diba al echov, nizgag b'chosid echot. Yosef had tzadik, he spoke Lashon Hara, Diba al Echov. Of course, we have to discuss when we say Yosef at Tzadik, we have to say it with trepidation of the great Tzidkus of Yosef at Tzadik. How Kodesh Baruch Hu's Medatim Chasidim Kechut Asayra, Hashem judges the Tzadikim with such preciseness. What happened was, Nizgalgel b'chasid echad, he came back in the Gilgul as Chutzvus HaMetorgamon, one of the Asara Haruga Malchus. Ubachazir v'geri l'shoinai. And when he was killed, a davar acher, which is referred to as a chazir, a pig, it came along and ate his tongue. Ate the tongue of Chutzis HaMetorgamon. And one man, wasn't referring to, like we said, reading the words of Yosef at Tzadik as the he was a tzaddik, the righteous one, hichlif tzidkos bechasidus, a particular righteous person who watched all this, said the tongue, v'rodo mechod v'amal haloshon shehoitzi margolius toyrom mipiv kach zu toyrom mipiv kach zu toyrom zu schoro. Person, watch this. This person was originally a righteous person. He says, a person who spoke Chutzis HaMetorgamon, spoke words of Torah. He spoke words of jewels of Torah. My God is mipiv. This is his reward. Yotzel tabas ra v'nei harag shloisha ad kan l'shoinai. Who is this person? This person killed this person. Because according to this approach, this was Elisha. Elisha was this Acher. So we started reading Zeh Lashon Sefer Kodneh, Al Yotzi Odom Dibo, Urei, V'Hovin, B'ni, Manas, L'Tzadik. Who was the Tzadik? Not Yotzi V'Tzadik. It was Elisha. Shehech V'Tzidkos V'Chasidus. He was this Acher that he saw Chutzis HaMetorgamon, who said words of Torah, and he said, this is the reward one gets. And he made a mistake, because the Chutzis HaMetorgamon was being punished, because this was the neshama of Yosef at Tzadik. On his great level, he spoke on his brothers. And the davar acher, a chazir, a pig, came and after he was killed, ate up his tongue. V'yotzel l'tabas ra. This is the harag shloisha. Now let's just conclude this perek with the words of chizuk from the Chavetz Chaim. Like we said, "Umakim shebal etshuva oimdin, in the place where bal etshuva stand, ain't tzadikim gemur michol namoid." There's always tshuva, and the person should never lose hope. The person can always do tshuva, and the chazik himself. And the tshuva, the greatest answer to tshuva, as we were saying, is the limud of the halachas and the hashkafik inyanim of the inyanim of his avera. Stop here.